with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, February 1st. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Lots of news and notes to get to here today. Let's start with some collegiate commitments for some Plymouth County athletes. One of them being right here in Lamar's. Lamar's Community Senior Bowler Jenna Morris has signed to bowl collegiately at Coe College next year. Morris, a senior, part of the top-ranked Bulldog bowling team who's undefeated this season, and she is currently the eighth-best bowler in Class 2A, averaging a score of 165 per game individually. She's joining a Coe College program that's one of the best at the Division III level, having won three of their tournaments this season. So a really good fit there for Jenna Morris. She's joining the Coe College women's bowling program coming up next season in college. Congrats on that accomplishment, signing to bowl in college. We now have some football commitments from the area, and they both reside in the same school. MMCRU quarterback Jonah Peterson has announced his commitment to play football in Council Bluffs at Iowa Western Community College this fall. Peterson was the quarterback of the Royals that was able to lead them to their first ever 11-man playoff appearance, throwing for 1,800 yards, 25 touchdowns, and he completed almost 61% of his passes. He's also a ground threat as well. He ran for 9 touchdowns and 328 yards this past season. Iowa Western just got done winning their second consecutive national championship. They've been one of the top junior college programs in the country the last few seasons. Again, Jonah Peterson, quarterback of MMCRU football, has announced his commitment to play football at Iowa Western Community College this fall. His wide receiving target and defensive back, Kyler Bork, has announced he'll be playing football just up the road in Sioux Center at Dort University this coming fall. Bork was the top receiving target for the Royals with 677 yards receiving. He also hauled in 8 touchdown passes and recorded a 14 yards per catch average. On the defensive side, he was just as good. 25 tackles this year on defense. He also picked off 5 passes and returned 2 of them for touchdowns. Dort made the NAIA Football Championship Series this past spring, or past fall, losing out to the eventual national runner-up in Northwestern in the round of 16. Again, Jonah Peterson, MMCRU quarterback to Iowa Western Community College, MMCRU wide receiver and defensive back Kyler Bork. He will be playing at Dort University coming up this fall. Congratulations to those two football players, those two teammates, on announcing their collegiate intentions. Let's take a look now and get you caught up on some rankings that came out here this week. Starting first on the boys' basketball side earlier this week, the Iowa High School Athletic Association with a new set of basketball rankings. No area teams in the rankings, but we thought we'd pass them along to you anyway. In Class 1A, Marquette Catholic is the number one team in the state. Madrid comes in at number 2, Northland 3, Winfield Mount Union 4, Lake Mills is ranked number 5. Remsen St. Mary's was in the 1A rankings this past week, but dropped out due to having a loss in there to South O'Brien. In Class 2A, West Lyon is currently the number one team in the state. Western Christian comes in at number 2. Hudson's 3rd ranked, Underwood 4th, and Monticello's ranked number 5. West Lyon did lose earlier this week, so there could be some shakeups in 2A coming up next week. Over to Class 3A, where Clear Lake is the top team in the state. Adel DeSoto Minburn 2nd ranked. Waverly Shellrock 3rd. Solon 4. Decorah's ranked number 5. Davenport Assumption is 6. Down at number 9, it's MOC Floyd Valley. The Dutchman could be the top seed in a sub-state bracket that features Lamar's Community later on this postseason. Over to Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Kennedy is the top team in the state. Iowa City West number 2, West Des Moines Valley 3, and the Sioux City East High Black Raiders had a great week last week. They shoot up to number 4 in Class 4A. Joaquim, a team they beat this past week, is now number 5. You can check out those rankings rankings in their entirety by logging on to our website at KLEM1410.com. And we go from boys basketball to girls basketball, where the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released a new set of rankings yesterday. In Class 1A, North Lynn stays at the top. Newell Fonda is number 2. But finally, we have some upward movement for Remsen St. Mary's. The Hawks are now the number 3 ranked team in the state in Class 1A. Very well deserved. Martinsdale St. Mary's has been above them with a worse record throughout the majority of the season, and good to see the Hawks getting some recognition there. Martinsdale St. Mary's, as we mentioned, is now number 4. St. Albert ranked number 5. George Little Rock is number 15 in Class 1A, also from the area. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford's the top team in the state. Panorama's number 2. Westwood 3. Sioux Central 4. And Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont is number 5. Central Lions ranked number 8, and the Hinton Blackhawks moved up one spot. They are now ranked number 10 in Class 2A. Now to Class 3A, where Estherville Lincoln Central moved up to the top spot. Mount Vernon is number 2. Des Moines Christian 3. Solon ranked 4th, and Roland Story comes in at number 5. The Spirit Lake Indians ranked number 10, and Cherokee is ranked number 14. Now to Class 4A, where Clear Creek Amana claims the top spot. Waverly Shellrock number 2. Bishop Heedland 3. Dallas Center Grimes 4. And North Polk is ranked number 5. Lamar's Community stays put at number 7. No changes there for the Bulldogs. And finally, in Class 5A, Johnston's number 1. Davenport North 2. Dowling Catholic 3. Waukee ranked number 4. And Ankeny Centennial's number 5. Sioux City East is up to number 11. Those rankings in their entireties can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. And those rankings were then paired up with the 1A, 2A, and 3A regional basketball brackets that came out yesterday from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Let's see how our Plymouth County teams fared. First in Class 1A, all three of our 1A Plymouth County girls basketball teams are in Region 4. And the top team in the region is Remsen St. Mary's. The Hawks have earned a bye out of the first round of the 1A regional tournament. They will first compete in the postseason on Tuesday, February 13th, as they will await the winner of Boyden Hall and South O'Brien from the opening round that will start on Thursday, February 8th. Galen Catholic will be heading north to a Warrego Conference rival. They will take on Harris Lake Park on Thursday, February 8th at 7 o'clock, a game you can hear right here on KLEM Radio. The winner of that contest will get the second overall seed in the regional bracket. That'd be the Mustangs of George Little Rock coming up on Tuesday, February 13th. Akron Westfield gets a home playoff game. The Westerners will welcome in the Warriors of Whiting on Thursday, February 8th at 7 o'clock. Winner of that game will get the winner of Trinity Christian and Woodbury Central. And then, assuming Akron Westfield beats Whiting, of course, the Westerners will get the regional quarterfinal at home as well. Then the other three small schools in Plymouth County in Class 2A are paired up in Region 7. First of all, the top seed in that region is the Lions of Central Lyon. They're the number 8 ranked team in the state. In that half of the bracket, Kingsley Pearson River Valley, they'll get a home playoff contest. They'll host Alta Aurelia in the regional quarterfinal on Tuesday, February 13th at 7 o'clock. The play-in round of the regional bracket will take MMCRU to Lawton Bronson. The Royals will play the Eagles in Lawton on Saturday, February 10th at 7 o'clock. The winner of that contest, well, they'll get the second overall seed in the regional bracket, the Hinton Blackhawks, who will take on the winner coming up on Tuesday, February 13th at 7 o'clock. Again, those brackets for girls regional basketball coming out yesterday, you can see the brackets, visually see them on our Twitter page at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Also coming out yesterday from the Iowa High School Athletic Association, the state dual wrestling bracket. Hinton now knows their opponent. The Blackhawks are the number 7 seed in the 1A dual tournament, and they will take on second seed at Wilton, a very strong wrestling program there in southeastern Iowa. The Blackhawks will wrestle Wilton coming up on Saturday, February 3rd, and slated time for that quarterfinal matchup should be about 10:45 in the morning. So the Blackhawks will face off with Wilton. Other matchups in the 1A quarterfinal, top seed Alburnett will take on 8 seed Wapsie Valley. The winner of the Wilton and Hinton matchup, the 2 versus 7, will face off with the winner of the 3 versus 6 matchup, Don Bosco taking on 6 seed Jessup. And 4 seed Lake Mills will match up with 5 seed Nashua Plainfield. Again, the state dual wrestling tournament takes place on Saturday at Extreme Arena in Coralville. And now we take a look at some potential conference realignment news that could have an impact for some of our schools in the area. KUOO Radio in Spirit Lake is reporting that administrators and school board members at the Sibley-Ocheyedan School District are considering the possibility of the school district switching athletic conferences. Sibley-Ocheyedan has been a part of the Siouxland Conference for more than 30 years. However, school officials at the school district say demographics and enrollments have since changed, adding that enrollment has declined to the point where Sibley-Ocheyedan is now in Class 1A for a majority of extracurricular events. Of course, the Siouxland featuring Sioux Center and MOC Floyd Valley all the way up in 3A and 4A in girls. The district is looking at possibly moving into the War Eagle Conference, would give the conference a dozen members and would actually even things out as far as competition. No team would have to have a bye at that point for conference dates. A public informational meeting on the proposed changes set for 7 p.m. Thursday, February 8th. School officials say they'll gauge the input from that meeting as well as from a survey before taking any formal action. So this is just a report. They are inquiring, Sibley-Ocheyedan is, about potentially joining the War Eagle Conference. We'll keep you up to date on this story as we learn more. Let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today, and of course, it's a big one. The Girls State Wrestling Tournament begins today in Coralville at Extreme Arena. Six area wrestlers competing at the state tournament. They include Lamar's Communities, Brooklyn DeRocher, Kira Hessenius, Britt Hessenius, Karen Pena, and Desiree Brewer, as well as Hinton's Allison Hofling. Make sure you stay tuned to KLEM Radio throughout the day. We'll have live updates for you. Those updates will be brought to you by Quality Lube Center. You can also follow us on Twitter for updates onto your social media page. So make sure you're following us at KLEM Sports or listening on air throughout the day for Girls State Wrestling updates only on KLEM Radio. In boys wrestling today, MMCRU heads to Sioux Center for some duels with the Warriors, Esterville Lincoln Central, and Western Christian. The basketball schedule for today sees Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson at Lamar's. Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Sioux City West. In the War Eagle Conference, Remsen St. Mary's is at MMCRU. South O'Brien's at Sioux Central, West Sioux's at Unity Christian, Boyden Hall is at Trinity Christian, Rock Valley's at George Little Rock, and Sibley-Ocheyedan is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. To the Western Valley Conference Girls Basketball Tournament, these are consolation matchups. Kingsley Pearson River Valley takes on West Monona in Holstein tonight. Lawton Bronson's at Woodbury Central, NOABCIG is at Ridgeview. Finally, in bowling tonight, MMCRU Remsen St. Mary's Cherokee is at Sioux Central. For more sports news, check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports so you have updates from the Girls State Wrestling Tournament. And make sure you listen periodically throughout the day. We'll have those updates for you on air as well, right here on KLEM Radio. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.